Cardinal George Pell's legal team is considering appealing to the High Court after losing a bid to overturn the Cardinal's conviction for child sexual abuse. The Victorian Court of Appeal yesterday sent the 78-year-old former Vatican treasurer back to jail for at least three more years. In Rome, the Vatican has released a statement acknowledging that Cardinal Pell maintains his innocence and has the right to further appeal his conviction. The Vatican has also reiterated its commitment to pursuing clergy members who abuse children.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
That's Matteo Bruni, the Holy See Press Director. Frank Rocca is the Vatican correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. He joins me now. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
Can you give us a bit more detail about the Vatican's reaction to Cardinal Pell's unsuccessful appeal?
Well, they basically restated what they said back in February when the conviction was released, which is that he has the right to appeal, and that they're not going to initiate any disciplinary action until, if they do, until those appeals are exhausted. They did say earlier this year that they were doing a preliminary investigation, and that the cardinal wasn't permitted to minister publicly as a priest. But of course, since he's in jail, he can't do that anyway.
So is there any pressure for the Pope to take action against Cardinal Pell sooner?
Well, I don't think he will respond. If there is any expectation, I don't think they'll respond to that. But I do think that, assuming that he either doesn't appeal or that the appeal is turned down by the High Court, it will put the Vatican and the Church in a tough position, because they have their own law and their own canonical process that they will follow. And there's no reason to assume they'll reach the same conclusion. I mean, you know, if you talk to people in the Vatican, it's very hard to find anyone who believes that Pell is guilty of this. Now, of course, the judges will work with the evidence and presumably try to get the testimony that was given in the trial, in the civil trial in Australia. And so that could change something. But if they reach a different conclusion, there'll be a real problem, because many people will be scandalized and horrified. And they'll say that the Vatican has ignored the Australian justice system, but it's a different system.
And so what would the Vatican approach be on the question of dismissing Cardinal Pell from the clergy if indeed they found something else?
Right, if they concluded that he wasn't guilty or that there wasn't enough evidence. There's a preliminary investigation now, we understand. Then if they began an actual process, it'd be the equivalent of a trial. It wouldn't be like a civil trial exactly, but, you know, he'd be allowed to defend himself and so forth. The ultimate, the worst penalty they could impose, the Pope would impose, would be to defrock him. Short of that, he could also ask him or require him to resign from the College of Cardinals. I mean, ultimately, the Pope can do whatever he wants, but it would be very unlikely that he would dispense entirely with the whole legal process. In the case of the U.S. Cardinal McCarrick last year, and who was in fact defrocked earlier this year, the process was expedited, but it still took more than a year.
Could Cardinal Pell still face a Vatican trial in absentia? You mentioned that there would be this process. Would he be able to participate in that?
Well, he would, but of course he wouldn't be if he's physically. I mean, Cardinal McCarrick had the right to come to Rome and defend himself, but he didn't exercise that right. Cardinal Pell would notionally have that right, but of course if he's being held in a prison in Australia, he wouldn't be able to. I don't think they would wait. In other words, I have no reason to think they would wait for him to serve out his term before they would do that. They certainly wouldn't wait to do that.
Can you just explain, in terms of the preliminary investigation that the Vatican is carrying out, do you know where that is at?
No, it's not very transparent at all. They just told the statement they told us is that there would be some kind of a preliminary investigation back in February, but the statement today didn't mention that and just simply said that they won't initiate any kind of disciplinary action unless and until all the appeals are exhausted. So there's probably not very much going on right now. officially. Maybe they're trying to get a hold of that testimony. I don't know that, but I think they're probably also hoping that this, I don't know, somehow they can avoid this. But in any case, they're waiting.
You mentioned Theodore McCarrick a few moments ago. The Vatican, of course, expelled him from the priesthood earlier this year. He was a former cardinal and retired archbishop of Washington, D.C., found guilty of a number of crimes, including sexual abuse of minors. Why is the Vatican handling the Pell case differently?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the McCarrick case that initiated from a church investigation. I mean, the victim went to the Archdiocese of New York and said, "This happened to me." And then they quietly began the investigation. And then the first that we knew, that almost anybody knew about Cardinal McCarrick and the abuse of minors, was last spring when they announced, June, when they announced that he was going to leave, that he was going to be disciplined. And then the next month, he resigned from the College of Cardinals, and then early this year. But the point is, it started from the church. It didn't start from the civil law. In this case, it comes the other way. So ordinarily in these cases, they do take the judgments of criminal courts and the civil courts into account. So that would have weight. But in other words, it didn't begin with the church. No one came to the church in this case with this particular complaint. It started with the criminal law. I don't know if that answers your question, but that would be a big difference.
There are some reports suggesting that the Pope would have liked to have seen Cardinal Pell back at the Vatican, perhaps as an advisor, maybe in a more low key, less public role. Is that consistent with your knowledge of the inner workings of the Vatican?
Well, I doubt it. I think, first of all, I mean, I don't know the Pope's mind, but he did give an interview to a Mexican journalist in April or May, but I think it was April, and he distanced himself from Pell. It was noticeable. He said, "Well, you know, I hired him because I was told to." It's kind of a cryptic comment, and our journalist didn't follow up, so it's not clear what he meant by that. But he seemed to be kind of distancing himself a bit from Pell. I think it would be extremely awkward, to say the least, to have even if Cardinal Pell is sentenced, is eventually overturned, for him to come back to Rome would be very, very awkward for the Vatican. Even if he's just participating in ceremonies, certainly as an advisor at this point, no, I think not with all this happened. Apart from the fact that his tenure in his job as the prefect of the secretary for the economy had already become very controversial anyway. But in any case, his term has run out. So I would be very surprised if anybody wanted him to come back in that role here.
If we just take a step back from all of this and noting what you said earlier about the view amongst many people in the Vatican regarding this trial and the decision on the appeal for George Pell, can you just describe what the impact of this is on those working in the Vatican? How does this change things?
Well, it's very, very shocking. It's very shocking somebody of this stature, any cardinal, but certainly someone who just, I mean, it was, and all of us, even, I mean, the journalists, we all remember, it seems like yesterday that Cardinal Pell was here and really such a prominent figure, and we were going up and speaking to him, and now to think that he's in prison, it just seems like it's overnight. So I think that must be even stronger for the people who worked with him in the Vatican. It's very shocking. It's frightening. I think, as I say, most people just can't fathom it. And they don't think they don't think the scenario is credible. They don't think it squares with what they know about him. The only thing that people say is, "Well, but we would like to hear that testimony, because was there something there that was so convincing that it overrides all these other considerations?" So let's say there's a certain curiosity about that, a certain thought, well, but overwhelmingly there's a sense that no, this can't be true, and perhaps a sense that there must be a lot of hostility toward the church in Australia. Definitely a sense of the game has changed. Not the game, sorry, but the situation has changed, and that really anybody is vulnerable, or anybody could be called to account.
Frank Rocker, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure.
Frank Rocker is the Vatican correspondent for The Wall Street Journal.